News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The HSE is today inviting parents and guardians to attend a webinar on vaping products and psychoactive substances. But what is the impact of vaping on young people? I'm joined now by Professor John Crown, consultant oncologist at the St. Vincent Hospital Group. Good morning to John. This webinar sounds like a good idea. I do think parents are sort of out of their depth and we are seeing a tsunami of secondary school students using vapes now, aren't we?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think anything which helps to inform parents about the harms associated with vaping, especially by teenagers, is very important. And there is, as you say, a real epidemic going on now, with some statistics suggesting that as many as 20 to 30% of teenagers have vaped or are using vapes. And these are not harmless devices. These are not. They're associated with real health harms, probably the most serious of which is the development of nicotine dependency, nicotine addiction, which can lead to them moving on to, you know, burned tobacco products like cigarettes, which are even more harmful, much more harmful. The cannabinoid issue is another additional risk associated with it. HHC, which is now an illegal drug, is a version of cannabis, which is being used in vapes as well. So in addition to the harms associated with vaping, we're also now seeing the children being exposed to the harms associated with cannabis use.
I've long thought, John, that vaping is like a Trojan horse for big tobacco, that it was brought in order to get people off cigarettes, but now it's actually working in reverse and, as you say, a gateway now for people getting on cigarettes.
Well, I think that's the single biggest risk with it. I mean, we've made so much incredible progress over the last, you know, 3-4 decades in reducing smoking incidents across populations, across the Western world in particular. I mean, smoking is much less common than it was certainly when I was in my teens or 20s. Well, I used to smoke myself. It's now become distinctly uncommon. And in particular, among teenagers and young adults, great progress has been made there. It's always been known that most smokers start smoking when they are under the age of 18. Probably 80, 90% of all smokers first started becoming regular tobacco users when they're at these young ages. So it's critically important not to get kids to start. And the problem, of course, with vaping is that that introduces nicotine addiction. We're undoing much of the good work which was done by generating a new generation of nicotine addicts.
If parents suspect or find out, you know, they find the disposable vape in the pocket or whatever, what should they do if they find that their teens, their adolescents, their school children are vaping?
Well, they need to tell them to stop. They need to educate them and inform them. That's why, you know, webinars like this may be very helpful for them. They need to, you know, access the publicly available data so that they can sit the kids down and point out this is not a harmless activity. This is something which is really dangerous, and you should not be doing it. But in truth, I do believe society needs to take a harder line on this. I think we made a terrible blunder in making vapes as readily available as we did when they were first introduced. I mean, I think vaping can be a really positive and powerful tool for cigarette smokers to get off cigarettes. It's one of the more effective means we have for getting people to get off cigarettes. And then we must be honest here, vaping is much less harmful than smoking burned tobacco. It is. It's not harmless, and it introduces the risk that you will become an addict. But for established cigarette addicts who are really damaging their health every day, transferring to vapes as a bridging mechanism while they're getting off smoking is very useful. And that's the only reason we should have allowed them. We should have just licensed them for that use. They should have been medically regulated, sold in pharmacies. It was a terrible blunder, I believe, to make them yet another widely available and dangerous product.
And in your view, is there any way, like, finally, of putting that genie back in the bottle? Using them as nicotine replacement therapy for existing smokers has benefits. I'm not sure those benefits are offset by the impact of the widespread use of it in the general population. So I'm not sure that the cost benefit here is working in the right way. But is there any way of putting them on prescription or license or something now, do you think, or has that ship sailed?
Well, there certainly isn't here unless politicians are prepared to take the necessary steps and do it. I mean, obviously, I have a certain level of sympathy for people who, you know, opened legal businesses and there were, you know, exclusively vape shops and there were other shops which were selling vape products. The fact that we're doing it doesn't mean that we should continue doing it. I don't think you can just pull the rug under these people immediately, but I think there should be something akin to a declaration that in 4 or 5 years' time, this will no longer be legal. People need to now start planning on how they're going to change their business model. It may even be that some degree of compensation is necessary. I don't know. I would not be expert in that area. But I do believe that unless we actually regulate them, something which we attempted to do in the past, I was in the Senate, Senator Avril Power and I did attempt to upregulate the level of regulation of vapes. Unless it's done legally, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
With the best will in the world, parental pressure, societal coercion, I think will go so far. But if you do want to stop children from accessing them, we'll have to do it legally. We should also probably get quite draconian in terms of the enforcement of existing laws stopping under 18-year-olds from buying them.
And that was Professor John Crown, their consultant oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital Group. And that webinar on vaping for young people, that for parents and young people, will be recorded and available to find on drugs.ie/parents. So if you are interested in it, and let's face it, a huge amount of young people are vaping, even if you don't know they are at drugs.ie/parents.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.